Dr. Dan's Freedom Forum is on the air. Never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. Dr. Dan's Freedom Forum is a call to arms for those American patriots who, in the tradition of our founding fathers, will stand up now to defend the Constitution and the liberties that it guarantees to each citizen, to each of us. That is our mission, to explain in a clear and concise manner the direct effect of each issue on the individual, on you personally, not some anonymous being in a distant place, and to define in no uncertain terms the consequences of inaction. Let the battle begin.
My guest on Freedom Forum Radio is Howard Hutchinson, a property rights activist and executive director of the Coalition of Arizona New Mexico Counties for Stable Economic Growth. You know history like I do, and you've started talking about history. And what we're seeing today has obviously happened over and over again. The crisis, or proclaimed crisis, or fabricated crisis, is always something different. But nevertheless, people with a lust for power and enormous greed come to power by devious ways. Because, like the agenda that we're now seeing from the Democrats, the global elite, most people wouldn't vote for that. In terms of winning elections, in terms of actually coming to power in a legitimate way, they can't. They can't do that because the vast majority of people who understand what's going on say, I don't want that. And that's why they have to use devious means. That's why they have to do illegal things. That's why they have to play all of those games to win elections, which means, of course, that we're in great peril in this country. Because I really am fearful that we can never, ever have actually honest and fair elections again. The amount of cheating and vote manipulation and the like is through the roof. When that's the case, you really can't have a legitimate, peaceful change of power from one administration to the next.
And when I mentioned that this economic manipulation or warfare can occur within our boundaries and within our government, what I see happening, and I'm just participated in my 33rd year of lobbying at the New Mexico legislature, and I'm coming up on my 29th year of going back and participating in trying to influence our elected officials in Washington, D.C., we have become corrupted. What happens is the government has this huge pie that we call the national budget, and they slice that pie up and they begin distributing it. And the recipients of it give back in financial contributions to elections. And the other big thing is votes. You go out and you buy an election. And it's done through corruption. It is the corruption of our system that is now taking place, so that people pay taxes, and they pay taxes under threat of going to jail or economic ruin. They may not want to. Many people like myself recognize the corruption. But again, I'm just like anybody else. I have my fears about being sent to a federal penitentiary because I did not pay my taxes, or the state could come and take my property because I did not pay my property tax. Property that I worked hard for, property that I put a lot of sweat equity into improving it and making that property more productive. But what happens? All I've done is increased its value, which creates an increase in my property taxes. So I'm sitting here nearing that 80-year-old threshold, and I'm thinking, oh, you know, I have a wonderful life. I live in one of the most beautiful places in the continental United States. I look out my front window at several million acres of wilderness. I look out my back window at several million acres of nice forest lands and beautiful mountains. And at the time now, they're nice snow-capped peaks all around my little piece of property. So I'm happy. My wife and I are happy. We live in a beautiful place. We have clean water. We have clean air. And all I really want is to be left alone.
That's probably what everyone can say, because I certainly can say exactly the same thing. I love where I live. I have, you know, a nice chunk of land. I look out upon the forest from all my windows. When I had horses, I could ride for hours on my own property without leaving. You work hard and you make yourself a situation where you and your family can grow up and grow old together and have a good life. The problem is that when you have people who declare an existential threat of some kind, which is a crisis, and then they go about buying programs from government that'll hurt your and my ability to remain where we are, that's not an acceptable thing. That really is not acceptable. It goes back to that saying, and that is that socialism is for the people, not the socialists. And that's really what we have now. They want us off our land. They don't want you looking out your windows, Howard. Unfortunately, they don't want me looking out of my windows either. They want us in a city where they can tell me what I can eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner if I behave myself. And if I don't behave myself, they really don't care if I starve to death.
Yeah, and it is really sad when I look back at our founding fathers and the education that they had for the young men that they were. We didn't have a whole bunch of gray-haired, balding people like you and I founding this nation. These guys were 19, 20, 21. And, you know, the oldest ones were like 27, 28. They were in the prime where they could have been just enjoying the fruits of their labor, because most of them had done very well for themselves up until that point. Instead, they chose to be subject to being hunted like animals and tortured and their properties taken and their families killed. To do what? To create a system of government that had never been seen on this planet ever. And just out of that generosity, just handed it to us. Just they didn't ask for anything. They just handed us one of the most beautiful documents that has ever been created by humans. I would say maybe outside of the Bible, the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence are the most beautiful documents that have been created on this planet. So what are we going to do? I can tell you, I think I know you well, I am not leaving this planet without having fought every instant that I could to make sure that that system of government is preserved.
My guest on Freedom Forum Radio is Howard Hutchinson, a property rights activist and executive director of the Coalition of Arizona New Mexico Counties for Stable Economic Growth. Those young men who gave us our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, and by the way, the signers of the Declaration of Independence, most of them paid enormous prices in wealth and even life. Many were killed, and yet they stood firm, like Patrick Henry when he said, "Give me liberty or give me death." They knew what they were doing when they took on the British crown. It was a very, very risky procedure. But when they came out of that hall in Philadelphia and they spoke to the people, they really emphasized that they've given us the Constitutional Republic, but it was up to us to have the intelligence, the education, and the moral foundation to keep it going. And that's really where we have failed. It's that moral foundation that we no longer have in this country. That's why we're having so much trouble.
Yes, and thanks to people like you, we are seeing that sentiment spread around the nation. I attend pretty much gatherings on a year-round basis around the nation. And for the hope, to give your listeners some hope, I have walked into these places thinking, oh, I'm in the wrong location, because the place was filled with 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds who are excited about the Constitution and about that moral foundation that you just spoke of. And it gives me great hope that at least, even if we totally fail and collapse, that spark and those embers are out there burning in people's heart, and it will never be erased. Once those founders placed that fire in our hearts, we will never lose it again.
Howard, those are wonderful words. And I will ask you, do you have any other thoughts that you'd like to impart?
Well, I traveled around the country for a number of years with some very inspirational people. And one of those people, when we started this, just to give you an idea, we were using overhead projectors. There was no such thing as computer-generated pictures or video or anything else. He had an overhead projection of a frog being swallowed by a heron, and the frog's hands were clasped tightly around the throat of the heron. And the caption was, "Never give up."
Well, Howard, I'd have to say when I was young, we were making pictures by chiseling them in stone with a hammer and chisel. They didn't really project well either. Right. But you're right. We have seen an enormous change in the way things are done. We have gifts now that should make life wonderful, easy, and rewarding for people. Why can't we get it across to the people who are trying to destroy that? Where have we failed? Why can't we reach them?
Boy, I don't know. You know, I when you said that, I was thinking of the various times I've gone onto YouTube to see how to repair the filter on my refrigerator, or how to clean the air cleaner on my backhoe, or do a hydraulic hose change, or any number of mechanical things that I would have had to spend days traveling to find the expertise to do that. And that information is, I mean, I reach out, I use my finger, I tap it a couple of times on my computer, and boom, there is the information. And the truth is that easily available to us these days. And we can reach out. And like I encouraged your listeners, don't take my word for any of this that I've said today. It is easily researched.
There is truth. That's the problem, is when the evil people are using the media to disseminate lies and disparage the truth. We have a problem, because there are people on the other side of the divide which say, I don't believe what you're saying. It's not true. And no matter what you propose, no matter what facts you demonstrate, you cannot convince them that the truth is the truth. That, to me, is a battle that is a very difficult, almost insurmountable battle, because there are people here, you give them absolute proof that should be satisfactory, and they just say, I can't believe it. That's a lie.
I know, and I know I've had that happen many times. I've recently been told by some very sage people, forget about them. One will never be able to change their mind. They are so embedded in the mind control that has been foisted upon them that they cannot get out of it. A long time ago friend said it this way: they are living in a bubble, and inside of that bubble they are happy and content. They are dreadfully afraid of disturbing that bubble, because if they disturb it and it disappears, their entire universe collapses. And when that happens, that's when you need the white jacket and the padded room, because once your universe is gone and you have no focal point from which to function, then you are totally insane. And so I guess we feel sorry for them. We feel sorry that they are not willing to explore all the universe that is out there and explore it with humility. Because if you don't explore with humility, you get locked in that bubble. And it is not a good place to be.
And that concludes another episode of Dr. Dan's Freedom Forum. Join the battle on our website, www.drdansfreedomforum.com. The right to own private property that cannot be arbitrarily confiscated by the government is the moral right and constitutional basis for individual freedom.
Waters. And people, I just love to hear that old man sing. Yeah, when I play the Hoochie Coochie Man, I get joy in everything. 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 Everything.